朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
这一类的种子一定带来破碎的人际关系。
These kinds of seeds will bring about broken relationships.
孤独、苦读
Loneliness, bitterness.
最终就是败坏。
And in the end, it is corruption.
这是一个非常严厉的警告。
This is a very strict warning.
Solemn
warning.
还好保罗同时又给了我们一个美好的应许。
Thankfully, Paul at the same time gives us a great promise.
顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
One who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
什么叫做顺着圣灵撒种呢？
So what is sowing to the Spirit?
举几个例子吧。
Some examples.
面对着神所设立的婚姻以外任何的性试探。
Any kind of sexual temptations outside of marriage.
我们保守圣洁就是顺着圣灵撒种。
We maintain holiness. That is sowing to the Spirit.
每一次我们克制自己的野心。
Each time we control our ambition.
包括克制自己想要快速发财的野心。
Including controlling our desire to make a fortune immediately.
谦卑的去服侍别人就是顺着圣灵撒种。
And humbly serving others, that is sowing according to the Spirit.
在基督里的赦免和解就是顺着圣灵撒种。
Peace and reconciliation in Christ, that is sowing to the Spirit.
慷慨温柔的在基督里共同建造对方就是顺着圣灵撒种。
Generously and gently building up each other, that is sowing to the Spirit.
我很喜欢有一个人做这样的一个总结。
I really like this kind of a summary of this.
他说顺着圣灵撒种简单的说就是你的生活、言行、所思、所想都不再为你自己，而是为着神的荣耀。
He says, generally, sowing to the Spirit is your thoughts, your actions, and your speech is no longer for yourself, but for the glory of God.
为什么要顺着圣灵撒种呢？
So why ought we to sow to the Spirit?
保罗说，因为你必从圣灵收永生。
Because Paul says you will reap eternal life from the Spirit.
你千万不要误会以为保罗说永生是靠我们的行为赚来的。
Don't misunderstand this to say that we earn eternal life through this.
保罗在前面几章已经清楚地告诉我们，永生不是靠我们的行为，而是单单借着在基督里的信心得到的。
Paul in earlier chapters has already very clearly told us that eternal life is not earned according to our works, but through faith in Christ.
保罗在这里讲到的撒种。
Hear what Paul says about sowing.
正是他在五章六节那里讲的。唯独使人生发 爱心的信心才有功效。
Is exactly what he describes in chapter 5, verse 10.
Verse 6. 那里就说到。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or uncircumcision counts for nothing, but only faith working through love.
那里说到一个信心必须是带出爱心的信心才是算得数的。
There it says, only faith working through love, does it count?
你知道有很多人都喜欢强调唯独信心这个口号。
People like to emphasize only faith, or faith alone.
但是他们在强调这个口号的时候，常常都不允许人有任何一点的责任。
But when they emphasize this saying, they don't allow for any kind of responsibility of man.
所以在改革中的传统里面就解释行为爱心的行为是信心的证据。
And so in the Reformed Church, they emphasize that actions of love are proof of faith.
我们同意爱心的行为是真实信心的证据。
We agree that love, actions of love are proof of faith.
但是我们必须平衡地强调这个信心的证据实实在在是神命令我们去做的。
But we also must equally emphasize that this actions of proof of love is a command from God.
我们有责任顺服。
We have a responsibility to obey it.
顺服圣灵撒种就是凭着信心依靠圣灵无私的共享。
So the sowing according to the Spirit is obeying in the Spirit.
当然我们都知道顺着圣灵撒种是不容易的。
Of course we know sowing according to the Spirit is not easy.
因为顺着圣灵撒种我们就必须要舍己。
Because if we were to sow to the Spirit, we must lay down ourselves.
那这对我们来讲是最困难的事情。
This is the most difficult thing for us.
我们的肉体就是渴望满足自己。
Our flesh wishes to fulfill itself.
再加上这个世界又充满着各样的诱惑。
And if we add in the fact that the world is full of temptations,
还有魔鬼在那里兴风作浪。
And the devil is there making waves.
要顺着圣灵撒种真不容易。
Sowing to the Spirit is not easy.
最糟糕的。
What's worse?
是我们生活的这个文化是一个快餐文化。
Is that the culture that we live in is a fast food culture.
我们希望我们做一点点对的事，立刻马上就有好结果。
We hope that we can do some good things, and immediately there will be good consequences.
我们没有耐心。
We don't have patience.
这是为什么保罗在第九节要特别提醒我们。
This is why Paul must remind us in verse 9.
我们行善不可丧志。
We will reap if we stick with it.
行善。
Doing good.
这就是第六节讲的共享美好。
Is the same as sharing all good things in verse 6.
就是第八节讲的顺着圣灵撒种。
Is the same as sowing to the Spirit in verse 8.
保罗说当我们这样做的时候不要丧志。
Paul says, do not grow weary of doing this.
什么叫不要丧志呢？
What does it mean to not grow weary?
就是不要厌倦了。
It is do not be annoyed with it.
不要轻易的放弃。
Do not easily give up.
那怎么才能够不丧志呢？
So how can we not grow weary?
有一个人告诉我们。
Someone tells us.
就是你的眼光要看远一点。
Is that you need to see a little further.
你要相信神。
Trust God.
相信神的主权。
Trust God's authority.
他说我们种的一定会收就是一定会收。
He says we will reap what we sow, and that is so.
可能需要蛮久的时间。
It might take a long time.
但是一定会收。
But you will reap.
教会历史上有一个很有名的例子。
There is a very famous example in church history.
讲到要等了很久才有收获的。
Speaking to waiting a long time to reap.
是讲到有一个人呢、叫做 Luke Short.
Tells the story of Luke Short.
这个人在他103岁的那一年。
In his 103rd year.
他居然想起来他85年前所听的一篇道。
He thought about a sermon that he had heard 85 years earlier.
他想起来那个时候他只有17岁。
And at that time, he was 17.
那一篇道就在他的里面给了他很大的冲击。
That sermon gave him a great stirring in him.
他悔改。
And he repented.
他就受洗。
And was baptized.
在教会里面非常开心的跟弟兄姐妹一起生活。
And very joyously lived with brothers and sisters in the church.
在他的墓碑上这样说
His epitaph says,
他说这里躺着的是一个恩典中的婴孩
It says, here lies a babe in grace,
只有三岁
aged 3 years.
按照他肉身死亡
Who died according to nature,
他的年龄是106岁
aged 106.
我想到那个传道人讲那篇道
I think that sermon,
他绝对想不到
When the preacher gave it, he could not have thought,
要等那么久
That it would be so long.
85年。
85 years.
这个人才会从他讲的道里面得到生命。
He will receive a life through this sermon.
我们要知道一件事。
We need to know.
我们顺着圣灵所撒的种。
What we sow to the Spirit.
如果今生我们看不见
If we don't see the results of it in this life,
面对审判的时候我们可以很有把握一定可以得到神的奖赏
We can have assurance that we will receive gifts from the Lord in, when we face judgment.
圣经常常会提到神在审判的时候要给我们奖赏。
The Bible often tells us about the prizes we receive in judgment.
圣灵提到这件事不是要让我们很焦虑说哎呀我们现在做的好不好啊将来有没有可能得到奖赏。
The Spirit tells us these things not for us to worry about, am I doing well, will we receive those prizes?
你可以放120颗心。
You can rest completely assured.
你一定会得到奖赏。
You will.
圣经这样的写是要勉励我们，要尽我们的力量，现在做我们该做的。
The Bible is written so to encourage us to do what we have a responsibility to do now.
我们只要坚持做下去。
If we keep on,
行善不丧志。
Do good without growing weary.
一定有奖赏。
There will be a prize.
我们看看主耶稣的一生。
If we look at the life of Lord Jesus,
他就是跟人共享一切的美好。
He shared good things with people.
他就是按照圣灵来生撒种。
He sowed by the Spirit.
他就是行善。
He did good.
希伯来书十二章二节告诉我们，就连这样的一位主，是为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他都需要定睛在将来的喜乐上。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 tells us that even Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, needs to set his eyes upon the joy that is set before him, enduring.
我们今天更需要学习把我们的眼睛放在将来的喜乐上。
We also need to look, to learn to look at the joy of the future.
很多基督徒一想到要面对基督台前的审判就担心得不得了。
A lot of Christians are very worried about having to face the judgment of the seat of Christ.
但是圣经告诉我们那是一个何等荣耀的日子。
But the Bible tells us that it is a glorious day.
你看过哪个农夫在收获的时候他会很担心的。
What farmer have you seen that will be extremely worried as he's reaping?
我深深的相信。
I deeply believe.
到那一天
that in that day,
我们会惊讶我们所得到的奖赏。
We will be amazed at the prize we're given.
比起我们的付出
compared to our input,
肯定是百倍以上。
It is more than 100-fold.
我想起来一个古老的印度故事。
I'm reminded of a story about India.
有一个印度的国王
There was a king、
他出去的时候遇到了一个乞丐
who encountered a beggar
他就请求这个乞丐
and so he asked this beggar、
不是对不起这个乞丐看到这个化妆的国王就跟他要东西
and so the king was all made up and the beggar asked himFor something.
这个国王就说可以。
And the king said, okay.
我愿意给你。
I'm willing to give you something.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one condition.
你给我一样属于你的东西。
Give me something that belongs to you.
这个乞丐。
This beggar.
看看他的破鞋子。
Took a look at his broken shoes.
他不舍得给。
He was unwilling to give it.
他看看他的烂衣服
His tattered clothes.
他不舍得给
He wasn't willing to give.
看他手上要饭的碗
The bowl that he was begging with.
他也不舍得给
He wasn't willing to give that up.
后来他发现
And he discovers.
他的碗上面还有一颗饭
His bowl had a grain of rice.
他就把那个饭拿出来
And so he took it.
就给了国王
And gave it to the king.
国王就答应他。
And the king agreed.
他说三天以后把礼物我会送给你。
Three days from now, I will give you the gift.
三天以后乞丐收到的礼物是什么呢
?In three days, what did the beggar receive?
一颗金米饭。
A grain of golden rice.
到了那个时候
,At that time,
这个乞丐
The beggar
急忙地脱下他的鞋子
hurriedly took off his shoes
脱下他的衣服
and his clothes
连他的打狗棒
and even his stick,
还有他的破碗
and his bowl,
他跟国王讲
he said to the king,
通通给你
it's all yours.
国王说来不及了
the king says, too late.
将来我们遇见主
when we encounter the Lord,
所有我们顺着圣灵所做的
all that we have done by the Spirit,
你都不知道神要给你什么样的奖赏。
You don't even know what kind of gift the Lord will give you.
基督徒有所有的理由。
Christians have every reason
慷慨地与人共享一切的美好。
To generously share all good things with people.
因为撒种的定律是真的。
Because the law of reaping is true.
更何况我们确确实实地知道收获肯定大于播种的。
Not to mention, we know guaranteed that what we reap is greater than what we sow.
最后保罗给我们一个提醒。
Finally, Paul reminds us.
所以有了机会就向众人行善。
So then,
像信徒一家的人更当这样。
As we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
你如果仔细读这一节圣经，
If you read this passage carefully,
你就知道，
You know,
基督徒的生活，
A Christian life,
关键的地方不是你参加了多少聚会。
What is important in a Christian life is not how much you have attended 也
不是你在教会里面干了多少事
or how much you've done in the church
而是你顺着圣灵撒了多少种
rather how much you have sowed to the Spirit
你慷慨地与人共享了什么
what have you shared generously
如果我们与人分享福音
If we share the gospel,
这个是共享美好
That is sharing in good things.
如果你的动机是因为真的爱他的灵魂
If your motivation is truly out of love for their soul,
在顺服圣灵的引领下
Under the obedience to the Spirit,
无论是责备的话
Whether it is a rebuke,
安慰的话
comfort,
同样是共享美好。
It is also sharing in good things.
物质上
materially,
精神上
by attention,
在爱心中帮助别人
in helping others in love,
不求别人的回报
not seeking a recompense,
我们的主在地上
Our Lord on earth
使徒行传十章三十八节这样描写他
Acts chapter 10 tells us
他是一位周游四方行善事与神同在的
He went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed for God was with him
保罗在这里特别提醒我们行善的对象是所有的人。
Paul here tells us that the object of sharing is all people.
但是对着信徒一家的人更当如此。
But especially to those who are of the household of faith.
什么叫信徒一家？
What is the household of faith?
信徒一家是因着信仰我们成为了一个家庭里的成员这叫做信徒一家
The household of faith are those people who have become one household due to their faith
信徒一家的人就是指着在教会里面的弟兄姐妹
Household of faith refers to brothers and sisters in the church
许多人对他肉身的家很在乎。
Many people care a lot about their families.
但是严格的讲，我们最重要的家是教会。
But strictly speaking, the most important family we have is the church.
因为我们真正的认同与安全感。
Because our true consent and comfort.
我们被喂养、被关怀的地方。
The place where we are fed, that we are provided for.
我们得到鼓励，有人为我们祷告的地方。
We receive encouragement, and there are people to pray for us.
我们接受训练、教导，使我们可以长大成熟的地方。
We receive training and teaching so that we can grow up.
这是我们属灵的家。
This is our spiritual home.
我们的关系远远超过血缘的关系。
Our relationship runs deeper than blood.
因为血缘是短暂的。
Because blood is fleeting.
属灵的关系是永恒的。
The spiritual relationship is forever.
最后我们还要注意。
Finally, we must also take note.
圣经强调。
The Bible emphasizes.
若有了机会
，as we have opportunity，
这不是说我们只有等到有机会
，not to say we need to wait until we have the opportunity。
啊，譬如说我们有时间啊，我们有钱啊，然后别人刚好有需要啊。
For example, when we have time, we have money, and others happen to have the need。
啊，那个时候我们才来行善。
Then we do good.
这句话原来在希腊文里面的意思。
This phrase in Greek.
乃是说到一个时刻。
In a time, an opportunity.
这种时刻不是常有的。
And this opportunity does not happen often.
不容错过。
One that you should not miss.
传道书说，种有时，收有时。It's time to reap. It's time to sow.
In Ecclesiastes, it says there is a time to sow and there's a time to reap.
很快播种的季节就过去。
The time for sowing passes quickly.
而丰收的时间很快就来到。
And the time for reaping is coming soon.
这是我们每一个属神的孩子。
This for all children of God.
我们要把握每一次的机会。
We need to take hold of every opportunity.
种好的种子。
Good seed.
顺着圣灵种好种子。
Sow to the Spirit the good seed.
因为我们确实知道。
Because we truly know.
人种什么就收什么。
What we sow, we will reap.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
天父，我们把这一点点的话就交在你的手上。
Father, we give these words into your hands.
但愿圣灵用着这些话祝福你自己的百姓。
May the Holy Spirit use these words to bless your own people.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。